Hi, Lion Tribe. Welcome to the Lebo Lion Show. I'm your host, Lebo Lion, and here we talk everything entrepreneurship, marketing, business, and sometimes pop culture. Now, today we have a very exciting guest because she's also a podcaster, also an author, also a digital entrepreneur. I mean, there's so many similarities here, except her style is mad. Like, it's so cool. And she even said that you guys are missing out today because you're not going to get to see the whole drip. So I apologize in advance that you won't get to see the drip, but you're going to get to learn so much from our guest today. But before we go into our conversation, remember, we need to pay the bills. So don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment, do all the things that make people watch this podcast, that bring sponsors to our podcast and make us grow as a community. And also remember, guys, when you are commenting, be kind to one another, right? We're human beings at the end of the day, and we're really just exchanging ideas. It's not that big of a deal. So you don't have to be mean to each other. You don't have to call each other ugly based on your profile photos. It's really not that deep. Let's show a little bit of kindness and grace to one another. Okie dokie. So you know how we are on this podcast. We do not introduce our guests. They introduce themselves. So, ma'am, please introduce yourself.
That one was the one, eh?
It was the one.
That's the one, that one. How are you?
I'm good. How
Thank
are you?
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Thank you for coming. Yeah, Thank you man. For coming. Please
I had to, you know, when they like to. The lion is calling, you know.
Tat, like, the lion, the emperor, like, the lion.
I was like, I have to go. I have to. Exactly. Everybody stop.
Exactly.
Go in there. Thank you so much. Babazile Gugulami Nhlapo.
Okay.
I'm from the Val.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you my age.
Yeah.
But you can
but
guess.
But you look young.
I'm probably older than you.
What?
Yeah.
I don't lie.
I'm telling you.
My God, guys. Are we going to make this a thing? Are we going to do like a guess how old BA is?
No, I'm older than you. Definitely.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% older than
okay,
you.
Okay. Okay.
I'm 37.
Oh, hectic. So you're still young. You're still a spring chicken.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until 50, you're young. This is my, that's my...
Debatable.
That's my theory.
Debatable.
Yes.
A digital entrepreneur. Yeah. Been an entrepreneur all my life. Not all my life. For the past 13 years.
Okay.
Was in the entertainment industry for 10 years.
Wow.
COVID happened. And then I had to obviously elevate or die.
Yes.
Right? So when COVID happened, I had to shut down my offices and leave the entertainment industry because that was the first industry that was hit, which was entertainment, right? So, yeah. Then I went into doing what everybody else did at the time, right? How to make money fast on Google, right? I think we all did that, right? Because everybody was financially strained and we needed to find alternative ways to make money. So that's how I discovered digital. It's quite long. But that's me. Digital entrepreneur from the Val, Baba Zilis, Geget Dawagan Tlapo. And yeah, that's pretty much to wrap it up before we go on to what I do.
So the extension of your name, be a pusher.
Yeah.
Why the pusher element?
So, you know pushers.
Yeah.
You know the song, I'm a pusher man.
Okay. You know I thought song? I was like preempting it because that's what I thought when I heard the word pusher.
I got it from high school.
Okay.
I got it from high school. I was called one of the pushers.
Okay.
So this thing has always been in blood. So the pushers is basically people that sell sweets and
yes.
sell all these things, halls and back in the days, you know what I'm saying? So I was that like the ultimate alpha of the pushers.
Pushing.
Yeah, so they call me pusher. Like,
yeah.
Someone puts a pusher, you know? Like, because I always had everything that everybody needed.
Wow.
Like, in high school.
Okay.
So BA obviously stems from my name, Baba Zile.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was called Baba because, you know, our Afrikaner teacher couldn't pronounce my name properly.
So you Baba, were Baba.
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 Baba
Pusher.
So, okay. I believe.
Yeah. Baba.
And then from Baba to high school to BA.
Okay.
Then pusher. That's how it came together. So I didn't give myself that name.
Yes.
It's just one of those things.
Okay. So there are many ways I'd like to take this direction, but I'm going to start with this one. It's a very typical way, but I think for this conversation, we do need to start here. Tell us about who BA was as a young girl. I don't think we get to see that about you online. You know, we see this entrepreneur, this person who's dynamic and, you know, you're quick, you're quick-witted, you're smart. But who were you as a child?
Same.
Really?
You know? Yeah, same. I think I had to be loud growing up. Mm. You know, not I had to, but because of when you identify something that's different about you, you are automatically become the bullied person in this equation, right? Because if you're different, if we're all the same, and there's one different person, they always try to drag you down. Like, why are you doing that? No, we don't do that here.
Yes.
So in order to fight that, you either have to be very intimidating, mm-hmm. or you have to be that type of person you don't mess with. Mm. So I knew that from get-go, because how am I a girl playing soccer, cricket, all these things, right? And my mom is supporting all of this, right? I didn't go home and be like, yo, I wanna do taekwondo. My mom was like, you crazy? No, my mom was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
What is it? You know, tell me about it. And then there's that girl in the class, you know, taekwondo. So it was hard. I don't want to lie, growing up. For me, it was one of the hardest things. I think primary school was the hardest because now everything is boys this side, girls that side. When I grew up, it was... We played soccer together. We bathed together. We did all these things. Then you get to school, and they say, no, the boys are this side, mm-hmm. the girls are their side.
Yeah.
The girls wear dresses, boys wear pants.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And it was just like, I didn't fully understand what I was becoming.
Yeah.
Right? But at the same sense, it was just like, I knew I was different. It's either embrace it or fight it.
Mm.
And if I fight it, I fight myself. So I had to embrace it really, really quick.
Mm.
And in embracing it, I had to understand that I had to be the pucks of the world. You know, I had to be... I can't embrace it and be like, this is me. Because people are like, that's not you. So you can be like, yo, this is me.
Yeah.
You know, what's up?
Mm.
You know, you can't be like, yeah, but, you know, please accept me. Please. Yeah. So, yeah, it was tough, but, yeah, we... I don't think you get to see that now because it's not who I am anymore. You know, I'm not that scared child anymore. Who's shit scared to go to school in summer because now we have to wear chuni. You know chuni?
Ah, bruh.
Ah,
I know that thing.
I'm not that kid. You know, I used to like you don't understand my pain.
Yeah.
Here am I during the holidays. I'm that nook. Right, and then here comes summer. We have to go back to school, and my mom is like, "Yo, they told you can't wear pants. So you better get into that." And you, the embarrassment, and everybody's waiting for you to come back to school so they can embarrass you further.
Wow,
you know. So it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot of history and a lot of pain behind it. But you grow up, you realize that you had to crawl for others to run. Because there's kids that look up to someone like me right now and be like, no, but look at Pusha. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay to be who I am. Yeah. I didn't have that. I mean, Boso Music came long before I had my confidence and knowing what part of the LGBTQI is and all of that. I didn't have a reference.
Yeah.
So I had to be myself.
Yes. If you could describe that part of your childhood where you didn't have the confidence yet or didn't fully know yourself in three words, which three words would you use to describe it?
Scared.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Shee, why are you going so deep, bro? Like,
because you want to know who you are. You want to know your heart. You know, this is important.
Is it?
Mm.
Scared, mindful. But kind. I was a very kind child.
Okay. Mindful meaning?
Everything I did had an opposite effect.
Okay.
You understand?
Explain that to us. What does that look like?
Damn. Why are you going for those words, bro? Like, where are you trying to take me?
I'm taking you everywhere.
Mindful of... I think at that time I was more cautious of how I did things because everything, like I said, it had an opposite effect.
Mm.
So let me make an example. I try and be nice to the opposite sex, right?
Yeah.
This nigga now thinks that I'm you know, we can do this.
We can vibe.
We can vibe yeah. to this. Although I didn't know what, but I knew I didn't want to vibe.
Yeah.
So I'm very mindful of what I do, my actions, where I go, what time I come back. Because things were not, they were not cut and paste. Mm. So I had to, as young as I was, I had to make sure that whatever I do, right, it's thought through, right? I can't just do it just like someone, like a friend of mine would just like leave, and come back before growing up. You know, the light thing, you know, you have to be in the house before six or whatever. Yes. I can't do that. I have to be home before three because I know that the high school kids are going to come out of school at a certain time and they've been looking for me.
Wow.
Right? So I, like I said, it was I had to be mindful of everything I did because it's not the same. We're not the same. You know what I'm saying? It was just bad, man. Let's go to business.
Right? Let's go to business. But people are getting to know you know, and I think it's important because so often when we see people who succeed, we don't realize that they're human beings as well. Right? And I think in understanding that they're human beings, their stories become more accessible. And what they do becomes more achievable to the average person who's watching because they've also been through similar experiences.
This is the second podcast I've been in and both of you guys have done this.
Oh, really?
Peñol did this.
Oh, did he?
And then you doing this. And I'm like, guys, yo, I'm on podcast. I'm not going to do again.
If this we need is to know again, you. Yeah. We need to know you, BA.
My story is very sad, but it's not sad anymore.
It's not sad at all. Trust me. It's not sad at all. In fact, we have similar-ish stories, so it's not sad at all. Okay, so we've gone through that part where you didn't know yourself, you were scared, you were mindful, but you were kind. Mm. What was the turning point? When did things change and you became the pusher?
Anekalajola.
Okay.
Yeah. Anekalajola. You know, when you turn like a certain age and now you're like, there's this one girl. Mm. This one girl. She's just amazing to you. And I remember, I won't mention her name or whatever, but I know her name, surname, and everything about that girl. She's the first, like, love of my life ever. Yeah. Like, I thought, like, she's the be-all. And we actually still follow each other on Instagram right
okay.
now.
Okay.
And so this is what happened. Quick story. I'm now approaching my teenage years. See this girl, most beautiful girl ever, whatever. Mm-hmm. Trying to. Then I start finding out that I'm attracted to her. And as I'm attracted to her, she's new to come to our school, to be transferred to our school. Everybody, every guy in there is like,
she's the one.
Everybody's gunning for that.
Yeah.
And being chosen by her as a girl and choosing another girl, that was a problem. So now the whole school started to see me not only as an enemy, but as a weirdo, as a threat. Although they won't say you're a threat, but you're something to get rid of, right? So now I have to fight my feelings. I have to fight my, not feelings. I had to fight my feelings. I had to fight that I like you, you like me back, but we can't do this, right? And then I have to fight that I have to explain myself, why am I like this? And I have to also understand it. And I also have to physically fight off niggas every after school. Imagine
they genuinely tried to fight you.
Not they tried. This was
they
happening.
They fought you.
Like seriously, like four, five niggas, one person, one girl. Yeah.
What?
This was me. This was my life. Like I knew I had to gas myself up. Mm. Like I knew after school, I have to pause. There's no way. I have to pause here. And this is where I'm going. And this is what we're going to do. And we fought. And that's when I knew, okay, I can't be. Pusher happened in high school, so this is primary school. I can't be an average Joe. So everything about me, mannerisms, everything, I have to be aggressive. I have to be, you know, I have to be the type of person you don't mess with. Mm. Otherwise, I'm going to get hurt every single day, and I have to make up a story to my mom every single day, what happened, you know, like, it can't go on like this. Mm. So I have to be a threat in order for you to stay away from me.
Yes.
Right? So that's what happened. I think the turning point for selling and all of these things is I automatically knew that women like nice things.
Yes.
Like, I knew. Like, it was just, I don't know if, because I'm female, but I knew that women like nice things.
Yeah.
And till this day, just the gestures and everything else. And I think back then was, you know, I knew I had to make money in order to do beyond the average. Beyond the movies and the things these little boys were doing at the
little
time.
Boys.
The malls and the things like that. I had to make sure if you're looking at something from the window, I can buy that for you.
Wow.
Right? Okay. I had to make sure. That's me. That's like, if you're like, oh my God, these... And you know, when you go to the malls and things like that, you work with your girlfriend or your partner, and she would say, oh my God, those are beautiful. Imagine coming back to school the next day and I bought that for you. I think my ex-girlfriend at the time, I bought her a phone and her parents made her bring it back.
Wow.
Like, that's too much of a gift. Because the phones, the 310s were just getting in.
Yeah.
And I bought her that.
Wow.
Right? Like, I saved up for like a couple of months and I bought her that. And she's like, no, that's a big... My mom says I have to give it back to you because it's a big gift.
It's too big, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, no, that's cool. So that's when I knew that how money shapes.
Yes.
And what money can do differently. How you can become different because of money. And... from there, I think I was like very young, man. I was like 14, 15. I used to work in the tuck shop as well. I would take up during the classes, I would be the one that, you know, brings coffees to the teachers at a cost, all these things. So that's where I transitioned to say, A, I have to be the toughest in class. Mm. At school, you don't fuck with me, and I'm gonna move differently from everybody else.
I hear you. So you became this person, you understand human beings, what they like, you know, how to make money. How did you go from that to being in the entertainment industry? What were you doing in the entertainment industry?
My story is quite long. So I went overseas, came back. Let's cut that short. And then I came back and someone spotted me in a mall. I was like, oh, you got a beautiful voice. Don't you think of getting on... you know, TV and things like that. So I know you don't know this, but I was on SABC 2.
Okay.
For like 4 years or 5 years. Doing Open Varsity and It's For Life, some shows. I presented them. And then I was making all this money and I was meeting all these people, managers and whatever. I was like, oh, fuck, I would love to do that. I don't want to be behind the camera anymore. Because I was getting older as well, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to do this whole thing. I can't be... because my co-host at the time was like, 6 years younger than me.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I can't do this. I want to be behind the scenes. And I was like, I'm going to go back to the VAR where I come from and I want to start my own. Instead of, because VAR's got so much talent, right?
Yeah.
Like, amazing talent. I was like, instead of them coming this side to get the opportunities, I have the connections. I can just open up my own entertainment company, sign some artists up. And I laugh because it was a joke. Anyway. And sign some artists, make these big stars and work with them and what. That was an epic fail. Mm. But anyway, but the events that we did, like, you know, Black Coffee and all these things that we did, bringing them to the vault, that was nice. There's a couple of events that we did. So that's what I did. Mm. Managed artists, small corporate events, big corporate events, but usually that's what I did. I thought I was winning.
Mm-hmm.
It was just 10 years of school fees.
10 years of school fees.
That's 10 years of school
fees. Let's talk about that. How important are the school fees for entrepreneurship?
You have to pay your school fees.
Yeah.
You have to.
What are the school fees?
School fees is either getting, you know, wasting your time.
Yeah.
Getting scammed. that's school fees. That people are like, they scammed me. No, it's school fees.
It's school fees.
That is school fees. You pay your school fees. Learning that people ain't shit.
Yeah.
Okay? And understanding that this is not your mother's house.
Life is not your mother's house.
It's not your mother's house, this thing. This entrepreneurship thing is not, that's your school fees. All the things that people are like, oh, it's so hard. No, that's school fees.
Yes, it's supposed to be.
It's, if you don't pass, how are you going to enjoy the fruits?
Yeah.
Right? You haven't planted shit. You don't know how to dig. You don't know what a seed looks like. And you want to enjoy it. Oh, come on, man.
Gospel truth. Yeah, come on now.
So, yeah.
I love that analogy.
Yeah, no, you can't. You must just pay your school fees. You have to, even if it's 10. And it's if people think that they can do what I do in 3 years, 2 years, or whatever, they're like, it's possible, right? Because of the knowledge that's been put out there and whatever. But let me tell you something, we had to take 10 years. There's people that took more, way more, and they are still grinding till today.
Yeah.
So just know, if you haven't paid school fees, you're never going to be rich. It's okay to work a 9-to-5.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Come work for us.
Yeah. Come work for us.
Yeah, me and Penn, we want to come work for us.
Come work for us.
Yeah.
Okay, so May 2020, tell me about that time. Because on your profile that Jacob gave me, I'm throwing Jacob under the bus. In May 2020, with 1,500 rand in your bank account, you took a leap of faith. Tell us about May 2020.
That's why I'm like, how do you know the exact date? I was like, yeah, Jacob. Jacob. I was like, yes, see, that is on the ball. May 2020.
Yes.
After COVID. No, just in COVID.
Yeah.
Because I took my mom to Portuguese Island on a cruise, 6-day cruise. It was my birthday or her birthday, whatever. Come back, February. I'm like, yeah, okay. Let's go. We have the biggest event coming up. I pay the DJs.
Everything's paid.
Oh, understand? I'm like, we're gonna.
So you're broke. There's no money.
I get it. I'm gonna get my money back.
Yeah.
I get. I'm paying all the.
Yeah.
This thing we've been
and
doing.
And it's a sure thing.
For 10 years. Yeah. No. It's an event. Yeah. It's gonna happen. My money's gonna come back. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
I. Shy COVID. Lockdown. After I've paid everybody, I've got 1.5 in my, because I have to pay my lease as well, right? My lease has to, and I have to pay you as my employee 3 months in advance because I'm letting you go, right? Look at my bank account, 1.5.
Mm.
This is me at my big age.
Mm.
No savings, no nothing. Go back home. And obviously, I'm like, yo, you know, I'm very, my mom is a superstar. She's like, nah, you figure it out. But at least you have a roof. She always says that. At least you have a roof. The fridge is full. Like, yeah. you're okay. There's people who have it bad.
Yeah.
You know? So I went on my PC at that time and I typed in how to make money fast.
Literally, that's what you typed in. How to make money fast.
Yeah.
Hectic.
You think people who are broke are like, how can I make money realistically? I want to start a business realistically.
Yeah.
No, they like
it now.
Money now, fast. Yes. And everything popped out. Forex, all the MML, all this rubbish that you would normally see. And then something struck me with apps and surveys. It's a long story, but you can go back to and watch it. And then I found out about that. Then I picked up my phone at that time, which was a P20. And I recorded everything I was going through, the process.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So I was like, oh, shit. I just made money off this app. You know, this is how, but it was very dodge, man. Like, it wasn't like as professional as, I was like, hey, Wafet, money, you know, like, hey, let's make money. Yeah. It was like, it was so bad. Like, I look at it right now because I was so crusty, but it's sitting on 400,000 views right now. It's crazy.
Wow.
But
what made you decide to record it?
Like, that's the thing, so right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
just decided to record it and put it on YouTube.
Wow.
And then, as I was doing all of that, this is what I was doing, the process of finding money and whatever. And then I started getting comments and whatever. That was the first viral video. But I had other videos, right, that was not viral. But that one catched, and that was the one that, you know, got me the views that I had and the community that I have right now, because it was working for them. Mm. So whatever I was suggesting, it was really working.
Yes.
Right? So, and then I take the 1.5, I bought data for 500 rand, and then 1,000 rand, I bought a course on YouTube because I heard that YouTube pays, right, from the grapevines. Then I did the course about YouTube. I forgot the lady's name. And as I was doing the YouTube thing, I found out, okay, this is monetization and all of these things, whatever. But as I was going, I'm still making money from apps and surveys. I'm teaching, and YouTube is giving me my monetization and it's going to pay me. So the first paycheck I got was like 23K. And I was getting into the space of digital marketing as well, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm moving. So as I'm getting that money, I'm putting it back into learning about digital entrepreneurship. So as people were panicking, I was nice. Like I was making money, learning to make money, and the best part, I was doing it overseas. Like, I was getting paid in dollars, mm-hmm. right? And I was teaching people to do the same thing. So I was also building a community of people that trusted me with that, because I wasn't coming with, yo, you know how people, like, they would watch your video and then they would say, yeah, try this app. Like, no, but you've never tried that app. Mm-hmm. Why are you lying? You understand? So everything I did was, I can go back and say, this is my proof that this thing works. Mm. So I think my community, that's where they, where I built people who trusted me with everything that I, because you, I'm documenting this thing. I'm not making it up. I'm waking up in the morning. I'm saying, yo, so that thing was a scam. Don't go there. Yeah, they scammed me $2, you know, like, you know. So it was one of those things. Yeah. So after that, it was just drop shipping and was just building. Like, it was, for me, it was like I was a kid in a candy store. I don't know. Some people don't like learning, but for me, it was just like, how is this not in South Africa? How is this, you know what I'm saying? How are people not seeing this? Like, how can you be broke at this time? Like, how can you, like, I couldn't understand, like, people saying, Emona, we got degrees, no jobs. I'm like, do you know you can make money from your phone and your, right now? Mm-hmm. Like, and it won't take you that long. But people don't like, they don't like the hardships. They like the easy things.
They want it to be easy.
Yeah, they want it to be easy.
Your top three pros of using digital platforms.
Iman Ghazi. Gary V. Mm-hmm. B.A. Pusher.
I like that. Yes. You have to mention yourself. I was hoping you would. Okay, so people are watching this now. They're hearing you say you went through a hard time and you made money and you tested all these things. They're probably going to look for your videos because now they're interested.
Yeah. But don't watch my videos. Sorry.
Yeah? No. Go on.
No, I mean, people are like, yeah, like, I made videos in 2020. Mm. But I'm not on an app and survey that's making $5. It's a video that's there for anyone that wants to do $5. But someone would ask you about a video you made in 2020. Mm. I'm not the guy anymore.
You're not there.
You understand? So I'm just saying, be wary, like, when you look at my content. Yes, we are trying to put it into sections where, you know, 2020, whatever. But I'm not that guy anymore. I'm like, I want to cut checks. Like, I have to, like, if it's worth it, must be 200K, 300K. I'm not the dude about apps and surveys anymore. Nice. Which you were saying.
Yes.
Sorry to cut you.
So what are your top three ways to monetize online? If people are watching now, what would you say are the top three ways in 2023 to monetize?
Content creation. Social media marketing. Audience attention.
Okay, let's unpack, because people are sitting there going, King Twai Wanga, what is this?
Okay.
Content creation first. How do people monetize content?
Yo, that's easy. That's the easiest. I think that's the easiest way that you can do it. Especially right now in South Africa with the platforms that are coming in. Kinda, Oros, what's the platform that which you told me about right now?
Fiverr.
No, yo, the platform you own. Like, you're not on it. What is it? Why are you getting...
He's talking. They have to hear him.
What is it called now? Oris
is looking for the platform because... He's also part of this digital world.
Yeah, come this side.
And this monetization world.
What do you say? It's what... Twitter thread?
Well, it's called Threads. Yeah, it's called Threads.
The new one. The one that Instagram just launched.
Yeah, it literally just came out.
Yeah, it came out like yesterday.
It's actually doing something like 10 million
really?
Sign-ups within the first 7 hours. So it's pretty crazy, yeah?
Yeah.
It's pretty insane. Like, it's about to revolutionize the game in a big way. I think it's a really interesting space. It's about to really do some interesting stuff. And if you don't jump on it now, you're missing the train.
No, but let's talk about this, because what I know from Threads so far is that it's competing with Twitter in the sense that you get to make threads on Instagram.
Yeah.
But they have different, like, plugins and things that make it a bit more dynamic and interesting to view.
Yeah.
So how does that tie into money making?
How does that tie into money making for
me? Yeah.
I think it's an environment where the future of brands, the future of, you know, and entities and enterprises will be very interested in actually jumping onto it, because my take is that, you know, I think and this is a speculation, obviously, because yeah, I mean, it's only been a nobody few hours. Knows, nobody really knows, but it's a friendly space, it's a fast space like Twitter. I mean, on Twitter, you can post 100 times a day.
Yeah.
Whereas in on Threads, you can post 100 times a day. Whereas in on Instagram, TikTok, you can't really do that kind of stuff. So I think it really makes it very interesting to see the potential of what it can have and what it can do for companies that are interested in getting themselves out there through a new platform as well.
That's interesting. Yeah. I'm not sure about Threads yet.
I mean, you know, I think the better question is, if you had an opportunity to be starting out with Instagram with the knowledge you have
now
of the power of influence, would you take the chance or would you just be relaxed?
Look, with tech, you always take the chance. That's my principle. Like with tech, you take the chance because you never know. Yeah. No one knows because it moves so quickly anyway. And the way it metamorphosizes is unknown to all of us.
Exactly.
So you could be the one who lands on that gold mine that makes it very valuable.
You know, like a businessman, if you see something that holds potential, you know.
But you see, so here's
you jump
an interesting
on it.
Thing.
You don't just.
Shame, maybe we should get Oros a chair. Because he's here on this guy. But you know the gold rush, right?
Okay.
The gold rush in 19 whenever or 1800s the gold rush, the actual gold rush was, right? Mm. The key with the gold rush was that most people would speculate that gold was somewhere and then everybody would rush to that town.
Yeah.
But the people who stayed and went to other places are the ones who got the most gold. Yeah. And with social media, what I see as a trend or the digital space is that when everyone goes there, everyone goes there. Do you get what I'm saying?
I think the one thing you need to look into, the one thing you need to look into when you jump into any opportunity, what's the product?
Mm-hmm.
What is the leadership? Because leadership is a very big part. Who's involved?
Mm-hmm.
What is the industry itself?
Yes.
And what is the timing? Those are four very powerful elements that you look into. Timing, we're at the beginning of Threads.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm also speaking case study, right? We're at the beginning.
Yeah.
If you think product, Twitter had some success, blew up. You know, many other apps, many other applications failed. Mm-hmm. Leadership, Mark Zuckerberg, Moseri. Yeah. These are big people.
Yeah.
And they're literally putting everything into this right now, putting all of their attention, all of their energy. Would people with such success put so much energy on something that they don't feel has been, they've taken the time to account
for
the power?
They would.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't even need to
say the fourth one, because I mean, I think it's sold.
Okay.
You know, it's sold. All the boxes are ticked, you know? We don't know what the future holds, but what we do know is that if we, knowing now and understanding the power of influence, mm-hmm. knowing the power of influence and attention, if you had another chance to be at the beginning
of Facebook,
at the beginning of Instagram,
knowing
at the
what you know now,
of Twitter, what you know when with what you know now, would you jump on it?
That's very interesting. I love that perspective.
So I would bank. I would at least give it a try. If you're going to deactivate.
Yeah, no.
If it doesn't work after 3 months, poor Alendo. You deactivate, but...
That's so interesting. I think for me, Threads is also very personal because I was one of the first people who actually monetized Threads in SA. I used to do so many Threads. That's how I got big on Twitter. I would just put Threads and Threads of Marketing and all these companies would call me. Mm. And I said, you can pay me for my Threads because they're practically mini textbooks.
Yeah.
And I understand how Threads work, but I don't think that format works for an Instagram-style platform. I don't think people go to Instagram to read.
No.
And
you're
Do you get what I'm saying? I want to understand. And I've also seen that they have the you can add pictures, you can add. It's more dynamic. I understand that. But I want to understand how it's going to work because I don't know much about it.
Okay, let me start you at the beginning.
So I want to see it.
Yeah, let me start you at the beginning. And I'm 12 hours. And I'm only 12 hours of education.
Yes.
Because the app only arrived. But what I can tell you about the app is that, firstly, it's its own app.
Okay, so it's not Instagram.
There's Instagram.
And then there's
Threads. There's Twitter, there's
I
Threads.
See, okay.
It's its own app.
I get it.
With its own functionality.
Love
with
it.
With its own pros and cons.
I get
outside
you.
Of Instagram.
It's just owned by Insta, by the Facebook.
Only, it's owned by Meta.
Okay.
And now the advantage with it is that, there's the first advantage, is that if you've got Instagram and you've got a followership there, your community can directly follow you on Threads
because
it can interlock.
Yeah.
Which means you can bring your community from Instagram and then grow your another community or expand your community on Threads.
Yeah.
And then number two is the power to create and to influence the direction. I think... The direction of the community on Threads in this country, in this continent, in your province, in your, because the narrative hasn't been said yet. The story hasn't been said. Everyone had an idea around Twitter and what it was supposed to be and what it was going to be, but it went a different direction because people did that.
Yeah,
people did that, which means we are the crucible. Is it that?
Precipice.
Yeah, we are at the beginning of an opportunity to influence.
Yeah.
And you can either step aside and watch others influence.
Yes.
But don't complain now.
When they're winning,
but don't complain when they are directing it in a way that you don't want, because you stood aside.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at least if you want to be a part of influence, if you're interested about bringing together a community of people like-minded to you, for you, it's a no-brainer for me.
Thank you, Oras.
And follow me on Threads. Follow me on Threads, everyone.
Thank you for your insights. Yeah, that was fun. Love it.
People that hang around, you know.
Tired to the type of people that hang out with. Look at that. How cute.
You're going to be good. I don't know. Should we share? No, we're not sharing this yet.
Okay, so we were on to content creation. Your network is your net worth.
Your network is your net. That's the type of, like, when we get together, these are the type of topics we're supposed to be talking about.
Love
you know
it.
I'm saying, like,
yes,
because you can say, yo, that imagine now being in one corner talking, like, gossiping and things like that. So imagine if your circle is like that, and you put each other on to say, yo, did you see this Threads and everything else? So I saw you getting into that. You must get him on again.
I'm going to try Threads. And then I'm going to call Oris and be like, come, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the threads.
Yeah.
But you're talking about content creation. You said it's the first way to make money. And we're talking about how do you make money from content.
I think Oris tapped onto that. Influencer marketing, which is UGC, is really big in South Africa. And it's not done properly.
Yes.
They're not doing it properly.
Akiri.
You understand? Like, it's not supposed to be what they're doing, like, ad-y type of thing. It's like ad.
It's
know,
like a TV ad, just but on Instagram.
Just be yourself.
Yes.
Right? People buy into, that's why it's called UGC. You know what I'm saying? It's for people to relate to you, first of all, and just it must feel like you're not selling
user generated. Exactly.
So people are doing it wrong in South Africa, but that's a big market that needs to be tapped into with content creators, not influencers, not celebrities. I'm talking about content creators. What's going on?
Because this is a very big debate we always have on this podcast with my audience. They are so upset that we're saying South African corporates don't do influencer marketing properly.
No, they don't.
And they really believe in celebrities and influencers doing it.
They're wasting their money.
It's a waste of money.
We're looking at them. Let them waste their money. They'll come back.
Eventually.
They always come back. If I could open up my DMs right now.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not your... Or more, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's more people who understand
Forex,
the power of
banking.
I don't do Forex.
Good. But I'm sure they approach you all the time.
All the time. Right now, there's probably someone trying to give me dollars to say
yes.
This Forex thing is a thing.
Always.
And I'm not going to do it. Yeah. And the money's crazy. Like the money they offer you.
Is crazy.
It's crazy, right? But if you're making money, it becomes a no-brainer to say no. Because your brand will always... you know.
Plummet.
Exactly. Mm. So, as I was saying, yeah, definitely content creation is going to be big if you do UGC properly and understand what UGC is,
yeah.
You know, and understand the product that you like, and understand to say no sometimes, you know, to certain products, you know, certain things that you can't push, and understanding your niche, you know, where you fall in, because you can't be selling everything. Well, now when this comes, you're that. Mm. When this comes, you're that. You know, you must be like, I think a perfect example, I'd say, damn. South Africans.
It's hard.
I used to think KMs did it very well.
As an influencer.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. I think a lot of our influencers accidentally do things. And then when it kind of works, they double down on it.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? It's not like they're aware of what they're doing or the impact of it. That's why so many young girls will just do makeup on YouTube.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we see it work, so we're going to do it.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like it will work for me. No, it's like, I see this thing, I'm going to do it. And I think that's how a lot of the UGC stuff is happening in SA.
Yeah, it's done. Sorry. It's done really, I don't know. But there has to be someone who is in front of this, just leading the way, because I think everybody's just lost of how to actually do this. If we can find that one person that does UGC really well, then I think it will follow into teaching. Because
yes.
One thing about South Africans, they really don't want to teach. They don't want to teach is you get backlash
for teaching. Yeah.
Right? So, but I don't care. Like, I don't ask you to come. Right?
Yes.
You came.
Decided.
My inbox is full right now. Everybody wants to learn dropshipping, right? I'm going to put a price to it if I decide to do it, but I'm too busy for it, right?
Mm.
But if I decide that I'll have an online course about dropshipping, I'll put a price to it. But there has to be someone who's doing UGC really well who can teach everybody else how it's done and package it nicely, right? I think the second one I said, what did I say?
Social media marketing.
Social media marketing. If you can run Facebook ads, Google ads, TikTok ads, all those things, you never go hungry. How many people can run those ads? I'm talking
Not many.
The same boost.
Yeah.
Run analytics.
Yeah.
Understanding cost per click. You know, understanding the back end of running, of making sure the client that you have has their ROI. Mm. Right? Return on investment.
Yes.
If you can do that. I mean, if I come to you and say, okay, I'm looking at your numbers. If I can get you 200K, would you give me 20? You would give me 20, dog.
Yeah. It's not
I'm
a
making
thing.
You 200K, right? So, and the budget for running ads and doing all these things, it's so cheap to do it. And it's cost, like, it doesn't have overheads. You can sit on your laptop in a beach somewhere. I don't know why you like beaches as digital entrepreneurs. It's crazy. Because it's the most uncomfortable. I tried it.
It really is.
It's the most uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
I was sitting on the beach on my laptop. I'm like, this is not comfortable. Yeah.
And the wind is blowing and the sun is shining.
Like,
it's not
and it's
nice.
Like, I'm like, how are these people make it look like it's not. It's not. Yeah, but let's say the pool somewhere.
Yeah.
And then you have your laptop. And you can just run ads for companies, different types of companies, and automate it and making money. I think that's what me and Oris were talking about. Like, just automating everything and putting it in place. Even if you're not around, it still can move.
It's still working. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have to emphasize on audience... what is it? Audience... you call it? It's whole. You're the person. Attention.
Yes.
Audience attention.
Yes.
If you can get audience attention, you can build a community. Within your community, you can chow. That's easy. Let me put it like this. Mac G gets most of his money from chillers.
Yeah.
Not from brands.
Nah. Not from YouTube.
Nah.
Not from anyone.
Because I'm telling you, I'm a chiller. I've subscribed to that thing. Yeah. So that's one of me.
Mm.
Think about... He's about to hit a million.
Yeah.
A million people, 20 rand. Think about it. Just put the maths to it.
Exactly.
Right? Because you build a community of people that will, whatever. Even with his thing right now that he's doing, the tickets that are sold is because of the community. So that's why I say that the more that you build a tribe or niche down to whoever you are as the brand, or sometimes you don't have to be the person, but, you know, audience attraction, like... attention is the most, it's currency. If you can get people, think about it. How many brands will pay you to sponsor, like if they know that, okay, Lebo, these are the type of people
she has.
She has. Mm. Entrepreneurs, what we need to bust, we need to sell insurance, whatever. We'll give you this much, 200K. No, that 200K was going to go to billboards and waste all this fucking air on billboards and ads and things like that. They give you that 200K because they already have you. And you can not even influence. You're able to make people buy into the product.
Mm.
Right? Because I know I do. Right? I know I do. For a fact. Like, people that do follow me, if I say, this website, they're crashing it. If I go on TikTok right now and I say, yo, check this out, people know because I'm not bullshitting. Like, because yes. Every single day I've proven myself to say I'm not bullshit. Because people would be like, that's what. But the reason why people, and this is, I have to add this. When you do good, it's very silent. They won't come back. People will make money. They'll make money. I've met people in the streets. They're like, yo, I made 10,000. And I'm like, but you never went back to say, I made 10,000. Or when I said, yo, there's a plug that does that. You never came back and said, yo, this nigga was telling the truth. But one time, that one time that you, hey, the noise is loud. Eh? Mm. But take on. Yeah, push a khalaka mona. Oh, khalaka mona, I'm suspect. Yeah, now it's personal. Now it's personal now. Now you, yeah? Nkwaka inzi, mafetu, nkwaka, nko. But yeah, it's like that. So I think I was talking to one of my my friends in the industry. He says you have to go through the villain era.
Yes.
You think you save you? No, you have to go through the villain era. There's a time when you see how everybody loves you. There's a time where they're gonna be like, ask Andrew Zakao.
Yeah. Uso.
Yeah, Lena.
Yeah.
You understand? Even the people that didn't have anything with it. So he says. You have to go. With me, I've been through the villain era.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how many times it comes.
Yes.
You need to go through. People can't love you all the time.
Mm.
And you must look back. He says you must look back why people love you. Because you're not the bullshitter. You're the, yo, if you go here, you'll find that. If you go here, you make this type of thing. You get straight to the point of, you know what I'm saying? So everybody else wants to like, go to my link. You know, so you are more like, I don't care. Like, here, you can go here. It's like, people love you for that. But there'll be a time where you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to keep this shit to myself. I don't want to be the plug, which is going there. I don't want to be the plug anymore. I don't want to do this thing anymore because it's draining.
It's draining. Do you know, I swear, I used to post threads on Twitter. They were like textbooks. People would use them in their corporate presentations as their own presentations because that's how deep my threads were. And one day I said, I'm done. Now I also post, coffee on Saturday.
They don't like anymore. Tired. They're like, I'm tired. Yeah, no, I don't want to do it.
It's exhausting. There's no thank you.
And the entitlement.
The one day you don't post the thread, it's like a problem. I remember, because I did this like 6 years ago. And I remember the one time I wanted to move the threads onto like a Zoom or something. And people lost their minds. You're such a classist. Why do you want us to leave the platform? I was like, what does that have to do with anything? I'm saying I want to do a video thing instead of writing the threads down. But they wanted to screen munch everything.
Everything. And then
so they wanted, you know what I mean?
Selfishness.
It's weird.
People come in for
exhausting.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you see what you did, mm-hmm. right? And you were like, at the end of the day, you're not Mother Teresa.
You're not Mother Teresa.
You're not. We're not.
Yeah, we're not.
I think you think we are, but we are not. No. At the end of the day, I think for me, it was coming from a genuine place. And for you, it was coming. And sometimes, now when you go into your inbox, hey, tell me where I came.
Not even hello, just tell me.
Hey, sure, Pusha. Kapo Mang.
Yeah.
Hey, where can I get Nike? And you have to be nice. And you can't reply. You can't. You can't be like, because you look at it like,
exactly.
You understand?
Yep.
Because if you reply, they screenshot that shit.
Yes.
Like, this is the person you think they are.
Yeah.
They're not that nice. Mm-hmm. They act like they're nice on mm-hmm. social media, but they're not.
Yeah.
So these are the things you have to go through. Like I said, right now, you must see how dry my thing is because I don't want to be the plug anymore. I'm done. Right,
it's exhausting.
I've got an ebook out, mm-hmm. 500 suppliers of anything you want. Right, iPhones, you want what? It's in there, right?
Mm.
And it's the cheapest because people sell this for like 2.5. Mine is 250.
Wow.
Right? I'm saying to you, I'm not going to be on... I'm running a business. Do you think I run like... I'm a real entrepreneur. I'm not...
You're not pretending.
I'm not an Instagram into... Like, I've got things... I've got to run a business, right? Mm. So I don't have the time to be on TikTok. Hey, my friend. Yeah. Lana, buzz. Right? If you really want it, there's an ebook.
Yeah.
Buy the ebook. And people still turn around and say, after all the shit you've done, why are you selling information? Nigga.
Yes. after all the free
shit I've done, the one time I'm like, yo, here. But that's very few because, yo, I must say this. Shout out to every single person that bought the ebook. I think I don't want to say numbers because people are going to calculate, but...
Yeah, you made a
like,
lot.
Yo, no, we, yeah. Like, thank you so much. Like, the ebook did so well. Like, I don't want to lie and be like, no, they didn't support me. No. I think on the day that it dropped, it was madness. We looked at our numbers, we're like, nah, bruh.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations.
Not from South Africans, yeah. So, no, congratulations to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out. You know what I'm saying? So, it was really, really cool. I did get the support, but I'm just saying that if anyone else wants it, it's out there. If I decide, personally, to go out and start plugging again, it's for me. Because my mental health also comes into play, right? I've got families. I also have friends. I want to connect with my friends. I want to go out. I want to take someone out for dinner.
Yeah.
My nigga, when am I going to do all of that? Because it's draining, this thing. People it think is. This thing of
they think podcasting
is nice. You
in
just
fact,
click
they'll
here.
Ask you, what See do you do?
Is it ready?
What do you do? That's what they like to ask you. Like, you have the podcast, you have the ebooks, you have the courses, but they say, what do you do?
And I just tell them that I work at McDonald's.
Right?
I'm tired of explaining.
It's a weird question.
I'm tired. And because people have tried to measure you of how they can look at you.
Yeah.
I get, yeah. If you... Hey, what do you do?
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to lie. Share my chips and Russian.
Yes.
Hear me, lawyer.
Yeah.
Fry. Anyway.
So, drop shipping.
Yes.
Because I know that's something that you talk about a lot. What is drop shipping?
A penny for every time I got that question. Yo, I'm even tired of explaining.
We want to know because people don't know. They don't know.
Drop shipping is basically not having... inventory. So let me not speak dropshipping terms.
Yes.
Let me dumb it down.
Not having stock, not having
stock.
Items to sell.
Yeah, you don't have any products to sell.
Yeah.
But Olion has, let's say we're selling
T-shirts.
Ne? Yeah, you got T-shirts. I want to sell them. I build an online store. Let's not make T-shirts. Hey, T-shirt is too...
Is it too complicated?
Nah, it's too easy.
It's too easy.
Not too easy. It's,
yeah. It's basic.
It doesn't make sense for dropshipping.
Okay.
It needs to be something that people can't get anywhere else for it to work. Because if I can get a T-shirt, I can go to Mr. Price and whatever. So you are selling the problem solver and not the product. Right? Let's say these Rode mics, you want to become a podcaster. And I'm the only one that has the Rode mics on my store. But I have a supplier who has it for cheaper. Right? So I'll build an online store. So basically, you're just a middleman. And you just take a percentage of this from the customer to the supplier. So let's say these Rode mics are 1,500 Rand. Mm-hmm. You make it 2.5, you keep 1,000 Rand every time that someone buys, and the supplier will directly send it to the customer as if it was you.
How do you ensure that your brand doesn't lose out because your supplier is giving them something
you're not
fake
building a brand.
Or whatever?
You're not building a brand.
So
don't
people
be too
don't
comfortable.
Know? Okay.
Don't be too... It's not your baby.
It's not your baby.
You can drop it tomorrow.
Mm.
When you say brand, it's something that you want to hold
building,
on to.
It's a legacy. Yeah.
It's
just a store. Nobody knows that it's Pusha store.
No one knows.
It's there.
It's a store. You buy.
Rode mic, they find your store.
You're not a test. If it doesn't work out, I start another one.
Wow.
If it doesn't... That one doesn't work out, I start... So this one is a cap. If I make $1,000,002 on this one, I'm making another one tomorrow. I can have 6 or 7 stores that are just selling different type of things.
What are the top 4 industries right now to dropship or items to dropship in South Africa?
In South Africa. Because this question everybody's asking.
People will say, oh, but you're telling us about American. So, Kimo, we're talking about South African things.
Replicas.
Okay.
So your Off-White, your what all the replicas, because South Africans can't afford
the real. South Africans can't afford the real thing, guys.
You can't. Don't lie. Ah. Stop lying. You know. You buy Louis
so all of you are buying
Louis
replicas. Louis. Are you serious? People are actually buying replicas.
You can't afford these things.
So all the stuff we're seeing on Instagram, a lot of it is replica.
Get like, shout out right now.
Is a replica the same as a dupe? Because you know on TikTok,
replica
they like talk about
is the closest to the original that it can get.
And then what's a dupe then?
A dupe is fake.
Fake. What makes a replica not a dupe?
It's from the same, it's made, so the supplier will say, the Louis Vuitton will say, make me 400 bags
okay.
of this. The supplier will make 600 bags
mm-hmm.
of that. And then, because if something happens, maybe a stitch or whatever, then they can replace it from that 600, from that 200 that they have.
I get you.
But it's from the same manufacturer. This it comes from the same. So, and then when you, the person that ordered, I give you your 400, I'm left with this 200. I put it in the black market.
Ah. So that's a replica.
Because it doesn't have the final stitching from Louis Vuitton.
I get you.
There's something that Louis Vuitton will put in
mm-hmm.
that that
a
makes
replica
it,
won't have.
That a replica won't have. Mm. That's why people are like, I'm on Kiona, but it's something, you know, yeah. you know. Because when you go and take out the paperwork and they check what, then there's something that's missing in there, then that's a replica.
Mm.
So a dupe is, it comes from a Kifigi, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike,
exactly.
So, you understand? So yeah, you can see this one was drawn. This one,
yeah.
So yeah, so a lot of replicas are bought in South Africa
mm-hmm.
by a lot of people. Anyway,
a lot of people.
Yeah. But it's fine. Yeah. I wear replicas. I don't have a problem with replicas.
Who cares?
I don't get why would I buy. Okay, but there's certain brands that I hold close.
Yes.
That I wouldn't.
Then you have to buy the real
thing. Like Off-White, I have to buy
the real thing.
I have
yeah,
to go
I love Off-White too.
Yeah. what was the second?
So you're giving me one.
One. Replicas, pets, accessories. People love their pets. Like, I don't know why, but they
because
really,
they're our children.
Okay. They're like, oh, baby doggy.
No, they really
just
are.
Just have children, guys.
They sit with you. They yeah. go on holiday. They're amazing.
Okay.
Mm.
What's this camping stuff?
Oh, okay.
Camping, especially the hikers and the whatever, the North Face type of feel.
Yeah.
Right? And the last one is renovations for homes.
Mm.
So your light bulbs, your stuff, things that people renovate with
practical
most of the time.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the type of things. So.
In South Africa, that
yeah, and the last one I think I'll add on. I think it's doing really well right now. It's the new aged modern kitchen. What's this? House and home type of things.
Yeah,
the
like
modern
the
things.
Storage.
The storage containers. You know what I'm saying?
The salt and pepper thing with the yeah. No, I know.
And the glass. Yeah,
and
wine
the glass.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, I was like, all right, let's go. So yeah, those are the five.
That's hectic. Because I think so many of us watch content online, and because it's given by American people, we assume it doesn't work in this country, right? But then here you are saying, this is how I make my money. This is a real thing. What is the future for Pusha, since you're saying you're not going to be educating people in the way that you have been for long? You want to branch off in a different direction?
You know, I was telling this to a friend. God can't give it to you all, eh?
Mm.
Not everything you can have. Because I think, Mena, I lack on stable relationships.
Mm.
I don't have it. I don't have that of me. So I see international seminars and things like that. I think that's where I'm leading to. But I would love to be the GOAT of e-commerce in South Africa.
Nice.
Like, I want to be the ultimate. If Pusha didn't say it,
it ain't real.
You
love it.
So
yeah,
that's where I'm going for I really, that's why I learn a lot. And another thing, I'm not saying I'm too busy, guys, because I'm too busy. No, I'm busy because I want to learn beyond what I know.
Yeah,
so that when you ask me a question on this and that, mm-hmm. I already have it. That's why I'm still taking courses till today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to these seminars, you know what I'm saying. I want to, you know, there's a couple of, you know, Beijing, Dubai, and places that I need to go in order to get all that information, in order to bring it to South Africa and say, will this work in South Africa? Because job shipping was not a thing.
It wasn't a thing.
I want to believe that I'm the first, if not...
Because I've been in that space, and I remember at the time, I mean, I knew about it, but it wasn't something I was going to tell people about because it wasn't really... I think even Takealot and them were just starting to be about what they're about. So now is the time. And I think you're the person who's made it a commercial conversation.
Yeah. So, but I learned. I had to learn because there was no, I can say this now. There was no information about Takealot, selling on Takealot until I came and said, hey, what
there wasn't.
Who? You know, we were not selling. Black people, we were not selling. Until I came and said, okay, I'm making this money. It's good and well. But I came back to say, yo, guys,
go there.
Let's move. And there's something else. I'm telling you, there's something else that's happening in the digital that we don't know. And it's gonna come. It's gonna. I will have to come back and say, yo, guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, I wanna be in the forefront of e-commerce, digital marketing. I just wanna be the goat of digital marketing. Learn as much as I can. Give as much as I can. Get as much as I can. And just be the alpha. The Omega. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so I mean, look, I could ask you many questions, but I'm deliberately not doing that because I think that when people go to your platforms, they're going to see a lot of the questions that they're going to have answers to, a lot of the questions that are popping up in their minds when they're hearing you speak. For me, this interview or conversation was about getting to know you because the work you do is incredible. And the industry you're in is only just starting, especially in this country, right? So you are the person to listen to. You are the thought leader in the space. And entrepreneurs need to understand that this is an avenue that they need to pursue, right? So we have a lot of entrepreneurs who watch this podcast. What would you tell them about e-commerce, specifically having websites where they're selling? A lot of them are afraid. At the seminars I speak at, etc., entrepreneurs are just like, well, I mean, I'm saving money to have a store at Newtown Junction or in Sandton. When I say e-commerce, they go, no, it's not necessary. I'm not about computers. What would you say to those people?
Already your brick and wall is not surviving. I could make perfect examples, but I don't want to because it will seem bad on the black child who tried it. But you know who I'm talking about.
You all know.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's failing, right? Look at when you go to McDonald's, what they're introducing.
Mm-hmm.
When you order, they don't want you to go to the counter anymore. Mm-hmm. They want you to... So look at where we are going as a country and ask yourself, if COVID had to happen again, would you survive? Because you became ignorant with just learning how to just run ads and be digitally
savvy.
Can you afford another? If they said COVID is happening again tomorrow, can you afford it? How many people lost their... They committed suicide.
Yes.
Because they couldn't survive. Right? So you cannot... I don't care who you are, how old you are. Just on a personal level, you cannot be ignorant when it comes to digital. You can't. It's unfair. Copywriting. ChatGPT.
Yeah.
What?
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. Right? That's what we're doing. Right?
Yeah.
Uber Eats.
Uber.
Listen, Uber.
Everything.
Everything. So you cannot be ignorant when it comes. If anything, just learn how to do. Just any. It doesn't matter, right? But I'm telling you right now, there will not be. I was introduced to something today, yesterday. Do you know now that you can buy clothes and fit them on your phone, from your phone? Did you hear
I
that?
I know that. Yeah, yeah.
You can fit. I get a
you
back
can
in the.
Fit it on
you can
your,
fit it on.
On your phone. Yeah.
Like it will scan your body.
Yes.
And say, this thing is. How crazy.
They've been working on that technology for 6 years. So it was bound to happen. I mean.
So all that thing of, I bought it, when you see it, it's gone.
Yeah.
People are going to buy clothes online. And your ignorant ass was like, I'm not going to. What? I'm going to more. How many people are passing? Look, okay, fine. I'm going to make an example. Look at Newtown.
Yes.
Look at that store. How long has it been?
Empty. And I was there with the team that started this whole space. And we opened it. So many retailers were in there, but they weren't even breaking even.
So my last words is, if you don't want to learn it, pay some of us to do it for you.
Love it. That is so goated. I learned that term a few months ago. I think it's dope. Goated. She's goated. The A pusher. Thank you for coming onto this podcast. Guys, if people want to connect with you, where do they follow you?
BA Pusher everywhere. BAPusher.com. That's my website. Mm-hmm. BA Pusher everywhere.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming onto the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. I think people are really going to enjoy this and learn a lot from it.
Thank you so much.
Guys, thank you for joining us on another episode. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and comment. Follow me at @LebelLion_SA or at The Label Lion Show for more content. Also, if you're going to comment, please be kind. Be mindful of what you're saying because we're a community who loves one another. And keep a lookout for the merchandise that's going to be dropping, the course, the ebook, and the events. You know, Women's Month for me is big. I do a whole lot of stuff and I give away a whole lot of stuff. So keep your eyes peeled on my socials for that. Until next time, remember, the only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Peace out.